Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
More than 30 members of the legal community, some elected officials, some former officials, have collectively written a letter asking U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch to investigate the Orange County District Attorney's Office. They're challenging what's being called a snitch scandal, where prosecutors are alleged to have used jail informants to gather information from behind bars, but then not sharing that information with opposing attorneys. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us now for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Let's talk about this accusation. And it's come before, particularly during a couple of high-profile trials, right?
Oh, yeah. This is now a scandal that has been going on for at least 2 years. Everything goes back to the case against Scott Decry, the man who admitted himself to murdering 8 people in a Seal Beach parking lot a couple of years ago. So what happened, though, was in discovery, his attorney, public defender Scott Sanders, he discovered all sorts of just weird things that he brought before the judge, Thomas Goethals, and said, look, here is a longtime pattern of the district attorney's office and sheriff's deputy using informants to get convictions, but not sharing some of those revelations with these attorneys. It was so bad that Thomas Goethals threw the whole district attorney's office off the Decry case, and then just more and more allegations have been coming out ever since.
Who were the people who wrote this letter, Gustavo, and does that letter carry any weight with the Justice Department?
It's a who's who of, you know, some pretty prominent legal scholars. So you have UCI Law School Dean Erwin Chemerinsky. You have the former Attorney General of Los Angeles, Gil Garcetti, the dad to the current mayor, Eric. You have the former Attorney General of California, John Van de Kemp. He also used to be DA of Los Angeles. You have the ACLU. You have professors on the East Coast, the Midwest, a lot of professors. Whether it'll carry any weight with the Justice Department, It's easy to say no, but then on the other hand, these are people who know Loretta Lynch, who have some sway with her. So there might be something. I know at the very least, though, the California Attorney's General Office, Kamala Harris, wants nothing to do with any sort of investigation because they don't even want the Decry case.
How is Orange County's DA, Tony Rakakis, responding to this letter? And what has he said to reporters in the past who have questioned him about this so-called snitch scandal?
Oh, the DA's office is incredibly dismissive. It's not so much Tony Rakakis himself, but his spokesperson, Susan Kang Schroeder. Right, what they're doing now, they're dismissing this as this humongous liberal conspiracy against Tony Rakakis. She made the mistake of referring to one of the people, Angela Davis, as an activist, implying that she was Black Panther activist Angela Davis, when in fact it was another professor by the name of Angela Davis. And what they're saying is that they were honest mistakes that happened, that there is no criminal conspiracy going on, and that the DA's office can be trusted with rectifying their own errors.
So do you think this will turn into some sort of federal investigation, or is it just a matter of wait and see?
It's problematic. I think it is going to be wait and see. Frankly, right now, there are bigger fish to fry for the feds than the district attorney's office. And in a way, that's the problem. And then locally, no one really cares because, again, Orange County is a law and order office. Tony Rakakis has been the incumbent since 1998. But the problem that's happening right now is that a lot of cases against alleged murderers, alleged thieves, and so more, and so many other cases, they're being dismissed because judges are finding that the allegations that Sanders had, you know, has uncovered in this snitch scandal, they're valid, and so they must vacate these cases. And there's already been a couple of victims in the district attorney's office. There was a prosecutor that mysteriously left to go get another job, and he was sort of at the center of all this, Eric Peterson. It's a problem that Tony Rakakis wishes would disappear, but it's not going to.
You don't think so. All right, Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly, here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.